Unit 3. Clear or cloudy? Part 1. Getting ready. The condition of wind, temperature, rain, sunshine, snow, etc. at a certain time or over a period of time is called weather. British people often have conversations about the weather. A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. All of them are related to weather, and some are frequently used in weather forecasts. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Freezing point. 2. Relative humidity. 3. Calm. 4. Barometric pressure. 5. Widely scattered. 6. Shower. 7. Lows. 8. Variable. 9. Thunderstorms. 10. Gale.
Temperature can be measured in degrees centigrade or degrees Fahrenheit. Usually we use C to stand for centigrade or Celsius. The abbreviation for Fahrenheit is F. The sign for degrees is a small O. Centigrade or Celsius, C, is commonly used in China, while Fahrenheit, F, is widely used in English-speaking countries. B. Temperature. You are going to hear 5 statements about temperature. Write down all the degrees in both centigrade and Fahrenheit.
Number 1. The freezing point of water is 0 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 2. The boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius or 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 3. The normal body temperature is 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 4. The temperature on a warm spring day is 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 5. The temperature on a hot summer's day is 35 degrees Celsius or 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
A weather forecast is given several times a day on TV and on the radio. The man who predicts weather conditions is called the weatherman. In most English-speaking countries, the weatherman usually speaks with a personal and friendly tone. He acts as if he is chatting with a friend about what the weather will be like. C. You are going to hear a report on weather around the world. Complete the following table.
This is NYBA. We'll report on weather around the world. Here in New York, it's 7:10. The temperature is a warm 30 degrees. The sun is shining. In Auckland, New Zealand, it's 11:10. It's cloudy and the temperature is a cool 7 degrees centigrade. In Beijing, the time is 7:10 in the evening. It's clear and the temperature is 19 degrees. The time while in Calcutta is 4:40 p.m. It's raining in Calcutta, but it's not cold. The temperature is 33 degrees. Honolulu time is 1 a.m. It's warm and windy. The temperature now is 30 degrees. Melbourne, Australia time now is 9:10 p.m. It's clear and the temperature is 10 degrees centigrade. In Mexico City, it's 5:10 in the morning. It's raining in Mexico City. The temperature at 5:10 is 24 degrees. The time now in Moscow is 2:10 p.m. It's a sunny 26 degrees. Paris time is 12:10 in the afternoon. The sky is clear and it's 27 degrees. In San Francisco, the time now is 3:10 in the morning. Skies are cloudy and the temperature is 21 degrees. Sao Paulo, Brazil time now is 8:10 a.m. It's raining in Sao Paulo. The temperature is 14 degrees.
Part 2. A Weather Report. In many cities, besides radio and TV, it is also possible to get a weather forecast on the telephone. A typical forecast gives the current temperature, relative humidity, wind direction, wind speed, and barometric pressure with exact figures, and also predicts weather for the next few days with broad and general terms. The recordings are changed several times a day. A. You are going to hear a weather report. Write down every word as a dictation. It will be read 3 times. In the first reading, you will hear the whole report from beginning to end. In the second reading, you will hear a pause after each sentence, or just part of a sentence. During the pause, you must write down what you have just heard as quickly as possible. You can check what you have written with the third reading.
Now the weather report. It'll be mainly clear. In the day, the high will be 15 degrees. At 6 o'clock, the temperature was 8 degrees. The humidity, 46%. Tomorrow's forecast is not very promising. We can expect cloudy, cold, windy weather. The temperature will drop to 5 degrees in the morning. It'll get warmer in the afternoon with a high temperature of 10 degrees. In the evening, there's a good chance that we'll get some rain or snow. The temperature in the evening will drop to 0 degrees. Now the weather report. It will be mainly clear. In the day, the high will be 15 degrees. At 6 o'clock, the temperature was 8 degrees. The humidity, 46%. Tomorrow's forecast is not very promising. We can expect cloudy, cold, windy weather. The temperature will drop to 5 degrees in the morning. It'll get warmer in the afternoon, with a high temperature of 10 degrees. In the evening, there's a good chance that we'll get some rain or snow. The temperature in the evening will drop to 0 degrees. Now the weather report. It'll be mainly clear in the day. The high will be 15 degrees. At 6 o'clock, the temperature was 8 degrees. The humidity, 46%. Tomorrow's forecast is not very promising. We can expect cloudy, cold, windy weather. The temperature will drop to 5 degrees in the morning. It'll get warmer in the afternoon with a high temperature of 10 degrees. In the evening, there's a good chance that we'll get some rain or snow. The temperature in the evening will drop to 0 degrees.
B. You are going to hear a National Weather Service forecast for the Chicago, Illinois area. Pay special attention to the temperatures. Fill in the following chart with information about temperatures from the report. Note that where there is a dash, there is nothing to write. All the time periods mentioned in the report have been filled in for you.
Good evening. Here is the National Weather Service forecast for the Chicago area. The 10 p.m. temperature. Lakefront, 76 degrees. Midway, 76 degrees. O'Hare, 74 degrees. Relative humidity, 66%. The winds are calm. The barometric pressure, 30.08 and rising. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some widely scattered showers. Lows in the lower 70s and light and variable winds. Tomorrow, partly sunny and very warm. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, fair, with lows in the middle 60s. Tuesday, hot and humid and mostly sunny. Highs around 90. The extended forecast through Friday, hot with daily highs 90 to 95 and daily lows in the upper 60s. Fair Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms on Friday. Repeating the 10 p.m. temperature, Lakefront 76, Midway 76, O'Hare 74. Thank you for calling.
C. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the weather report. Pay more attention to the other features of the weather. Take notes on the chart below. Note that where there is a dash, there is nothing to write.
Good evening. Here is the National Weather Service forecast for the Chicago area. The 10 p.m. temperature, Lakefront 76 degrees, Midway 76 degrees, O'Hare 74 degrees. Relative humidity 66%. The winds are calm. The barometric pressure 30.08 and rising. Tonight, partly cloudy, some widely scattered showers. Lows in the lower 70s and light and variable winds. Tomorrow, partly sunny and very warm. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night fair with lows in the middle 60s. Tuesday, hot and humid and mostly sunny, highs around 90. The extended forecast through Friday, hot with daily highs 90 to 95 and daily lows in the upper 60s. Fair Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms on Friday. Repeating the 10 p.m. temperature, Lakefront 76, Midway 76, O'Hare 74. Thank you for calling.
Part 3. At a bus stop. The weather seems to be a favourite topic of conversation in Britain. This is not because it's particularly interesting, but that it's a safe subject that can be shared by everyone. It's often used as a subject to open a conversation. The subject itself is not very important. What is important is that the two people are establishing contact. A. You are going to hear a conversation between a man and a woman. They are talking about the weather. The following vocabulary is used in the conversation. Guess the meaning when you hear these words and expressions. While you listen, don't forget to add more keywords in the notes column. They will be very helpful for the next section.
Oh, I wish that bus would come. My feet are freezing.
Have you been waiting long?
It feels like hours, but I suppose I've only been here 10 minutes or so.
That's long enough in this weather. This is awful. I hate winter.
So do I. And this morning the sun was shining, and they were predicting light rain.
I've been calling the weather report all day since it started to snow. They're still predicting 1 or 2 inches, but we've got at least 3 inches already. My shoes are full of snow.
Well, that's typical. Remember last year when they predicted 4 inches of snow and we ended up with 4 feet?
I wasn't here last year, but we had the same thing in Detroit. We were supposed to get a little rain one night, but when we woke up, guess what? There was 6 inches of snow on the ground, and it was still coming down hard. I didn't go to work that day.
Well, if it's really bad, I wouldn't go into the office tomorrow. I'll work at home.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an attorney. My office is around the corner.
Oh, that's where I've seen you before. I work in the same building, in that travel agency off the lobby.
Oh, of course.
I've seen you walk by several times. Stop in and have a cup of coffee sometime.
I wish I had a cup of coffee right now.
Well, listen, we're standing right in front of a donut shop. Why don't I get some coffee and bring it out for us?
That sounds wonderful. Oh, look, there's the bus. Thanks anyway.
That's okay. Another time. Boy, am I glad to see that bus.
B. You are going to hear the conversation again. Answer the following questions with the help of the notes. C. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the conversation and decide whether the statements after the conversation are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets.
Oh, I wish that bus would come. My feet are freezing.
Have you been waiting long?
It feels like hours, but I suppose I've only been here 10 minutes or so.
That's long enough in this weather. This is awful. I hate winter.
So do I. And this morning the sun was shining, and they were predicting light rain.
I've been calling the weather report all day since it started to snow. They're still predicting 1 to 2 inches, but we've got at least 3 inches already. My shoes are full of snow.
Well, that's typical. Remember last year when they predicted 4 inches of snow and we ended up with 4 feet?
I wasn't here last year, but we had the same thing in Detroit. We were supposed to get a little rain one night, but when we woke up, guess what? There was 6 inches of snow on the ground, and it was still coming down hard. I didn't go to work that day.
Well, if it's really bad, I won't go into the office tomorrow. I'll work at home.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an attorney. My office is around the corner.
Oh, that's where I've seen you before. I work in the same building, in the travel agency off the lobby.
Oh, of course.
And I've seen you walk by several times. Stop in and have a cup of coffee sometime.
I wish I had a cup of coffee right now.
Well, listen, we're standing right in front of a donut shop. Why don't I get some coffee and bring it out for us?
That sounds wonderful. Oh, look, there's the bus. Thanks anyway.
That's okay. Another time. Boy, am I glad to see that bus.
Statements. Number 1. The man has been waiting longer than the woman. Number 2. Both the woman and the man hate winter. Number 3. There are more than 3 inches of snow on the ground. Number 4. They are in Detroit. Number 5. The woman's office is not far from the bus stop. Number 6. The man works in the same office. Number 7. Sometimes they have coffee together. Number 8. They are standing in the front of a donut shop. Number 9. The bus comes exactly when they get their coffee. Number 10. The man doesn't know whether he is glad to see that bus or not.
Part 4. More about the topic. Is Earth overheating? Human activities, from farming to burning fossil fuels, are releasing gases that may trap too much heat in the atmosphere. Scientists are worrying about the greenhouse effect, which may cause the average global temperature to increase. Are you worried? The following short passage is about the rise of global average temperature. Supply the missing words while listening.
Evidence shows that over the past 160,000 years, there has been a close correlation between global average temperature and the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In 1800, before the Industrial Revolution began to take full effect, the carbon dioxide level was about 280 ppm. By the 1890s, the carbon dioxide level had risen to perhaps 290 ppm. Today, according to analysis of air samples, the level is more than 350 ppm, 25% higher than the 1800 level. At the same time, scientists have noted that the global average temperature is steadily rising. Since the 1980s, most summers have been unusually hot. In fact, the 6 warmest years since 1901 have occurred in the past 2 decades, and 1988 saw the century's highest global average temperature. The 1988 heatwave focused public attention on a possibility that had worried scientists for some time: the possibility of a disastrous rise in Earth's temperature. Scientists tell us that it is the burning of coal, oil, and other fuels that has increased the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Factories account for 29% of the carbon dioxide added by the burning of fuels. Electric power plants, 28%, motor vehicles, 27%, and heating equipment for homes and businesses, 16%. As Stephen Schneider, a climatologist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, puts it, it is often said that we do not so much inherit the world from our forebears, but rather we borrow it from our children. It is increasingly urgent that we act to prevent our debt from growing out of control.
Part 5. Memory Test. Another important reason why people talk about the weather in Britain is that it's so unpredictable. You can never tell what the weather's going to be like from one day to the next. You may listen to the weather forecast on radio, TV, or telephone, but often the weather changes faster than the weatherman can predict. But still, many people have formed a habit of listening to the weather forecast in the morning. A. You are going to hear a weather forecast on the radio for England and Scotland. Fill in as much information as possible.
And now for the weather forecast. Tomorrow will be another cold day generally in all parts of the country, with maximum temperatures of 5 degrees above zero. Around London and the southeast of England, it will be a dry day, with some sunshine on the southeast coast in the afternoon. In the southwest, the morning will be sunny, but during the afternoon it will be cloudy, with some rain on the southwest coast. The north of England and Scotland will be very cold and windy all day, while on the northeast coast of Scotland there will probably be some snow during the evening. Well, that's the weather outlook for tomorrow, and that's all from me. Good night.
B. You are going to hear a weather forecast for the UK. Write down all the words that the weatherman uses to describe weather.
And that's the end of the news. Now we'll go over to the Weather Centre for the weather forecast for the whole of the United Kingdom.
Good evening. Due to the depression lying off the north of England and the high in the south of England, tomorrow's weather will be variable across the country. Starting then in the southwest, it'll start cool and become warm with long periods of sunshine. Around London and the southeast, the day will be dry but cloudy at times. In the Midlands, it'll be cloudy all day with showers at times. Moving over then to North Wales, there may be fog patches over the mountains for probably much of the day, while in South Wales, it'll be generally windy. In the northeast, it'll be cloudy all day, some rain everywhere, and it'll be heavy at times. Further north in Scotland, we can expect sleet in those areas south of Edinburgh, while in the very north of Scotland and the Hebrides, there'll be snow on high ground. Now, in Northern Ireland, there's a possibility of rain, and it'll certainly be very cold. That's the end of the weather forecast.
听力课堂, 听class.com